What took 2 years of perseverance and collective efforts has come to fruition, and people gathered to celebrate the Aurelia Community Fridge earlier this month at St. Paul's Center. In 2022, Aurelia Secondary School student Miles Odlazinski proposed the idea of a community fridge to various people in the community and brought his research to City Council. It took a lot of continual effort from Miles and the rest of the team to turn this from an idea into a reality and something that is actively helping on a regular basis, Kaun. Jay Fallis said, remembering his first meeting with Odlazinski. The Sharing Place Food Center donates 5 times a week to the community fridge, which has been assisting those with food insecurity around the clock and stigma-free since October 11. The planning committee consisted of St. Paul's Center Eco-Justice team members Louise Thompson and Linda Daly, Odlazinski and his mom, Lisa. Thank you for your perseverance. Thank you for everything that you've done. You are a true blessing for our whole community, Linda Goodall, executive director of the Lighthouse, said to Odlazinski. Goodall referenced the 122,000 meals that were served at the Lighthouse last year. She said Odlazinski's passion for helping others is so evident, from the years he volunteered at the Lighthouse to the Community Fridge Initiative. Now in Kingston to attend university, Odlazinski sent a video to present a heartfelt thanks to all of his supporters and the community members who helped make the fridge happen. I am so excited to be sharing this moment with you, he said. From one person's perseverance came countless contributions and support. The list of businesses and individuals is lengthy, from restaurants and contractors to individual fundraisers and volunteers. Marika Fox, who owns a local decluttering service, hosted a fundraiser in January and donated $1,500 to the Aurelia Community Fridge. Daly described the work done among 30 volunteers on a daily basis, which includes checking fridge and freezer temperatures, the quality of food, wiping down surfaces, and picking up or dropping off items. Often, when the fridge is being filled, individuals will come by to obtain something in the fridge, and they express much appreciation for the service we are providing, she said. When asked how it feels to see the project come to fruition, Lisa Odlazinski described the lack of stigma and the 24-hour access to the fridge as a rewarding component. Hunger hits everybody. It's hitting people who are young moms and dads, people who are working, and students, she said. Fallis talked about how powerful projects such as the community fridge can be. During what sometimes seems like a dark political time, I always look to these types of projects that are a small concept but have a really big, lasting impression, not just on one individual but many throughout the community, he said. Street. Paul's Minister Ted Reeve also spoke about the broader picture of the impact the fridge has on the community. We dance between these two realities, he said. He commended the kindness of people coming together in times of need and providing for each other on one hand, and spoke of a desire to create a society where we don't have to have people coming and going to community fridges, on the other hand. The planning team recognized the fridge provides a boost for people who don't have access to healthy options month to month. One story surfaced about someone who, after paying rent, had $400 for other basic necessities. Being able to access healthy food at any time, without question, is the power of the community fridge, yet the team has noticed some trends over the past 4 months. There are days where the need is higher and our donations don't match the need and our shelves are bare. Typically, that can be on weekends, so we're looking to launch a Fill the Fridge and Pack the Pantry campaign, said Lisa Odlazinski. People can donate in a number of ways. They can email AureliaCommunityFridge@gmail.com if they're interested in doing a food drive or grocery shopping. Monetary donations can also be made specifically for the fridge through Canada Helps. The committee uses those funds to stock essential items.